This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. We're going to be talking about dark energy, but first, Robert in Canada. Robert, welcome.
Hey, Vince. My button has been pushed. Can you hear me?
I can hear you 5x5.
Okay, sounds good. You guys were talking about Flat Earth and the Flat Earth Society and things like that. I find that very interesting. Have you thought about the idea of controlled opposition in terms of the Flat Earth Society? So the same people who teach us in the classroom that the Earth is a sphere are the same people who would run a Flat Earth Society where they say ridiculous things like the Earth is moving upward and things like that to account for something when really, when you talk about gravity and that idea, it really is just density versus non-dense or buoyancy in the water. That's really what it is. That's why a butterfly can flap its wings and take off. If gravity was real, think about how much it would be to hold down the entire ocean mass. Could a butterfly get up and just fly away, or could we even walk around if gravity was the situation? What it really is just density. That's what things are driven by. So I want Dr. Miller, he said, like, objectively, you can think this way or that way. I don't think that's true. I mean, whatever it is. If we're on a spinning ball, that's one thing. But as far as my observations and my research, I don't find that. And I legitimately tried to prove that this Flat Earth stuff was nonsense. But when you go out and look for yourself, using NASA's numbers, if you understand mathematics, I mean, you know, it's just go get some optics and look for yourself. And, you know, I'm trying to be not like objective truth or subjective truth, whatever I'm trying to say there. I'm trying to actually find the answer. And, man, I tell you, when you look for yourself, it'll start changing things.
Well, here's the deal. And you're right. Here's the deal. If you make an assumption that imagination is reality, then everything is true. What I'm trying to say is that when you look at a fence, you can't see the other side of the fence, so you're not truly, absolutely positive that it's the same color as what you can see. You make an assumption. I'm using that as a metaphor. Now, I remember an old graffiti that said there's no such thing as gravity. The Earth sucks. You know, it's a metaphor. It's a way of snickering and laughing and realizing that the model that you have to try to understand the laws of physics and the idea of toe, the theory of everything, is an illusion, that it is arbitrary, and that the laws in physics do not last longer than 20 years, ever, in history. And that it's only limited by your imagination of perception. And the perception is not seeing something, but filtering it. And when you filter something, you are eliminating some of the possibilities in your desire to be able to predict with reproducibility and repeatability. That was what science demanded, was, and those are the laws of so-called laws are when you have consistency. But we are today, and the way we would measure something, just an ounce, a weight, an ounce, a troy ounce or an English troy ounce. You know, we have different ounces based on the way we might want to reproduce or repeat something. Now, we started, and this will segue in, dark energy. What is dark energy? It is a name that was given, and this is another example like gravity. It is a name given to a force that is believed to make our universe larger. Distant galaxies appear to be moving away from each other at high speed. How does that work? Is it expanding? The idea that the universe is getting bigger and has been since the Big Bang. Boom, and everything's expanding outward at an accelerated rate. Measurements are now accurate enough to allow astronomers to tell these different galaxies seem to be accelerating away from us. Redshift. The universe is expanding at an ever-increasing rate. The faster and faster expansion is not understood by scientists. There are many ideas on what might be causing this rapid expansion. Cosmologists would, you know, study it, don't really have the answer. It is, and this is where it gets interesting, as if came out of third-generation imaginal psychology, the idea of memes and the way we chunk from one subsystem to another. You can call that fractals if you want to. There's something in between empty space providing a repulsive force that makes the universe expand. This has been named dark energy. Does it exist? Probably not. And probably dark energy will not be used in 20 years from now. However, my current writings suggest that it's a closed system, our universe, and it's closed individually for each of us, like an hourglass. You have two brains, one is science and one is religion, and then you have some kind of balance between the one and the other. It's a little bit of this and more of that. And each of us is different. And so I've chosen to look at life and death as a thin membrane. It's a very thin membrane that on one side is life and one side is death. And one side has light energy and the other side has dark energy, like a white and black hole. And when you press against the membrane, it causes waves. Like a drop of water will cause waves in the pool of water. And the other side, death, is pushing against us, and it causes reverberations into life. And my girlfriend, Julie, recently was in the kitchen, and she heard her dog next to her that had been dead. She heard the rattle of his dog tags that had a very distinct sound to them that she had equated with her dog. Now, did that occur or not occur? And it's like a tree that falls in a forest. If there's nobody to hear the sound, did the sound happen or not happen? And you make an assumption that there's no sound if there's no one to hear it. Or the earth's flat. Or that of course it makes a sound, because when anything falls, it makes a noise, and whether there's things there to hear it or not. And so we try to do experiments where we put sound speakers to hear when we're not present. Now, that's where we start to come up with assumptions again in terms of what we think we're hearing and what is actually happening. And really, I'm left with the expression, I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't have believed it. Now, you tell me what's true. And I can tell you, it doesn't work like that. We're making an assumption that there will be, at some point in our development, a standard law that's true for God and the gods and aliens and man. And I'm going to suggest that God is that which cannot be known, and anything that's known, like what you think God is mostly like halfway to God, and what you are capable of should you reach your full potential. There's a movie out that I found really cool called Glass, with it's a second in the movie. The first one is called Unbreakable. This is the second movie where there are three individuals in an insane asylum thinking they're comic book heroes. And it turns out that is more close to reality and their capabilities of laws, being able to defy the laws of physics, because they believe they can. Now, what's true? I don't know. I try to approach this.
I think you know a lot, Doctor. You know a lot.
I know that I don't know. That's a good one. I have theories, and I have models trying to describe it so that you can see it in your mind's eye. But that is where the real magic occurs, is in your mind's eye. Then it has nothing to do with physics or religion. It's yours. And that is for the truth. That's why today I'm saying magic is the art of changing consciousness of will.
All right, we'll be right back. Robert, would you like to stay with us?
Yeah, I'll stay with you. I want to ask Dr. Miller some things. Thank you.
Yeah, and my call screen says Robert in Canada. You're Robert in Kansas.
Yeah, I said Kansas. Maybe, you know, I kind of have an accent sometimes, yeah. So maybe that's what it was.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Robert in Kansas is with us. Robert, just for clarification, are you believing that the Earth is flat, or do you believe that the Earth is a sphere? Or aren't you sure?
I would say to you that ultimately I keep an open mind. Obviously, with the situation, you know, you want to, if you thought one way your entire life because you were educated that way, it's hard to break that understanding. And gravity, you know, to Dr. Miller, let me just say, you don't know me. Well, we have met actually, but you don't know me. I'm from northern Germany. My people, I'm a natural born scientist, and I have been since I was, you know, able to even think. I've been a scientist my whole life. And I appreciate what you mean. You talk about observable, testable, repeatable. I understand, and that's why I'm in such a dilemma, is that I have tried to disprove this ridiculous notion, right? I mean, you know, because you believe a certain way, and then you find that the more scientific research you do, it's just like, whoa, you know, you almost want to stop doing it. So that's what I mean by that. And if you did the same, that's what I'm saying. When you say what is truth, you know, it is your own eyes and what they observe, what you feel. Okay, I don't know how to describe that necessarily, but when you go outside and you're out there, do you feel like you're spinning around on a ball? I mean, you know, thing, things like that. And I know that sounds maybe childish on some level, but it really just goes to what do, you know, you talk about what is truth. Well, that's a great question. Truth is God, you know, but then it goes all the way back to, you talk about the Big Bang, and I guess you would go to evolution eventually, right? And you would be against creation on some level. So it really is these fundamental questions. Did God create everything? And you get back to all these principles of space and time and all these things you talk about. That's why it's so fascinating for me, because you understand many of these topics so much better than I do. So I'm learning, and at the same time, I had really smart people in my life who I respect, engineers, you know, and very intelligent considering, you know, to the what people would think and or whatever, like master's level engineers. And they say, hey, disprove this to me. And I go out and try to do it. I mean, maybe they're playing a joke on me, but, you know, these are serious men who are, you know, are mathematics people, right? And they say, hey, we found, you know, and it's like, okay, I go out, I look at a body of water, it's so long, and it should have this much curve, and it doesn't. And you're like, well, what the heck, you know? And then you just keep making these observations, and eventually you become unsure, like you say. Maybe the Earth is much bigger than they say. Maybe maybe something else is different. Who am I to say, Vince, that you ask me what it is? You know, who am I to tell you what it is, right? To tell you personally. That's what I'm saying. And it has to be something. I mean, it's so different from what we're taught. You know, it is an extreme, like Dr. Miller was saying, the consciousness. You know, do the sun, moon, and stars, do they all revolve around us? If that's the case, well then, that lets you know you're pretty special or something is, you know, I mean, if everything goes around you compared to you being in some random place spinning around, you know, like, and, you know, everything is just random and accident, you come from a monkey, well, that's one way to look at things. But then I look into evolution, like you go into these different areas and you say, what about evolution? Well, I try to look into that and it's like, man, shouldn't there be like lizard rat things running around everywhere and like, you know, graveyards of monkeys.
Yeah,
people, like
there's
people.
Other things, you know, that happen too. For example, missing links and missing genomes in our blood types. Where did they come from? They just appear out of nowhere. So evolution and creationism, who knows? It's arbitrary.
You're right, Dr. Miller.
Well, let's talk about the flat Earth for just a minute. So Gwyneth Isaacs is in Australia, and she talks with us. She talks with me every day, but she talks with us at least once a week on the air. It's summer there. It's freezing cold here. How is it possible that if the Earth were flat, we would be freezing cold, and she would be basking in the sun? How is that possible if the Earth were flat? We'd all get roughly the same amount of sunshine. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Cohen contradiction. As it turns out, Michael Cohen was trying to get a pardon from President Trump. and that contradicts the testimony Cohen gave last week before a House committee when the former longtime personal lawyer said he had never requested nor would he accept a pardon from President Trump. But now Cohen's current lawyer, Lanny Davis, says Cohen did ask another lawyer to inquire about a pardon after Cohen's Manhattan office was raided in April of last year. The U.S. House taking up a bill to more than double the federal minimum wage as a House committee yesterday approved the measure to raise it to $15 an hour, more than double the current $7.25 an hour, by 2024. The government says there were 223,000 first-time jobless claims filed last week. That was down slightly from the 225,000 the week before. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
season
for 2 seconds. Sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Talking about the flat earth. And Robert, in Hawaii, in Big Island, there's a mountain peak. And on a nearby island, about 300 miles away, there's another mountain peak. So these mountains are relatively tall. One is about 13,000 feet up. The other is about 5,000 feet up. And they're separated by a span of 300 miles or so. And you would be able to see one from the other if the Earth were flat. But you can't because of the curvature of the earth. Because all you can see around you from these Hawaiian islands is water. That's it. And why is it that if you're standing on the shore of either coast and you see a ship sailing away from you, all of a sudden it disappears when they're about 25 miles out? That would indicate that the earth is curved, wouldn't it?
Well, that's one way to see it. Not always. That's one way. And my guess is there are as many different ways of seeing it as there are individual human beings.
Robert, your thoughts?
Well, Vince, you make good points with those, with what you said. I would just say that I don't believe those to be true. The points you made in terms of the Hawaii island example. I think in the right conditions that you probably could see those islands. I've seen evidence to that effect, but I can't tell you that you're wrong either. You know, I don't want to argue with you about that. I did want to try and teach a class on the flat earth model and, some of the questions you've already asked, before, just about what we're looking at and what, how it really would work. You talk about Gwyneth Isaacs having a certain temperature in Australia, which I want to use that because I can argue on that point really well. You know, she has a certain...
How about the green flash with Johnny Depp and the difference of going from this universe into that universe, the concept of the green flash at the moment of the red having a green flash across the universe in Hawaii. Hoorah. And see, there's things that stop us from understanding because there's conflict. And everything that man does, everything, has two sides to it. It is as if man takes what is and polarizes it because of his belief systems and assumed truths. And so nuclear energy for medicine or for war, which is it? Everything has two sides to it, like the fence. And while Joan Collins, seeing both sides now, it's not possible. You can't imagine what the color on the other side of the fence is, but from your perspective as a human being, not God, you can't see, as a metaphor, you can't see both sides now. You can only see one side and assume that the other side is consistent. And then when you try to prove it, like with dark energy and expanding universe, well, now we have to create particles and dark matter for the dark energy.
You don't think that's just all lies? That's all nonsense?
No, it isn't any more than we evolving, going from one set of laws to the next set.
Well, going either we from evolved quantum, or we were created. It's one or the other. It's not either
but,
or.
Well, no. You could... Yes, you could. Well, that is an assumption. There is a possible third one, but we haven't figured that out yet. And that's where the evolution of our thought changes in the mind's eye to be able to comprehend or construct a possible third thing. Creationism, that we are created as we are, or that we evolved like Darwin. We know that neither is actually true.
Well, we're taught Darwin in school, and I'm finding it to all be lies now. And the same
yeah,
thing
well, not lies. They're older ways of looking at things that may not allow you to have access to your God.
Yeah, like purposely hiding God. If you, you know.
Well, then there it is. And so each of us has an assumed truth, and it changes as we get older. Castaneda, I love Carlos Castaneda. He said there were four enemies of men. The first was fear. And I just watched After Earth with Will Smith and his son doing this wonderful sci-fi movie last night. And it showed that once you overcame fear, you became a ghost because you did not emit pheromone and the alien couldn't smell you. It was blind. It only smell you, and it was to smell your fear. But if you had no fear, then you achieved personal power, and it was power that corrupted, and absolute power corrupted absolutely. And then, as you evolved more, you started to see things more clearly. I can see clearly now. And that in itself became an enemy because it limited your view. And of course, I get to experience the fourth enemy of man, which is old age. I'm too old to do anything about it, David. Humor is, well, the only thing that has got me through this thing as a scientist, because I know that I don't know. And if I don't do anything more as a scientist but give you that gift of suggesting that imagination is reality, it has nothing to do with physics or laws. It has to do with your mind's eye and what you see connecting one dot with another. And guess what? It turns out connecting dots is arbitrary. The universe is yours to play. Have fun.
No, there's objective truth, Doctor. That's not true at all, what you just said. If you don't water the seed, it doesn't grow. If you do things wrong, they don't work. It's God's order, God's rules, okay? If you go out in the winter and you're not protected, you're going to die. It's not about my imagination. It's about what is. And that's what I'm getting at. There's observation.
There's real danger out there. That was one of the lessons in the movie After Earth. It was fear is not real.
Well, it's pretty
there's real danger,
sometimes,
but not fear.
You know.
And whether you walk a fence line, you're balanced on a fence line, and you're 2 feet from the ground, or you're 2,000 feet from the ground, what should matter? The risk's higher?
I'm scared of heights, Dr. Miller.
Well, I know, and I'm afraid of women. There it is. No, I'm just kidding. What I'm trying to suggest is that the fear itself is not real because you're not living in the moment. You're living in the future. And really, if you live in the moment, the moment is, while there's real danger, fear doesn't exist. It only exists when you're living in the future.
Gentlemen, I'm kind of a practical guy, and I have to see things physically to understand them many times. Not all the time, but many times. And I happen to know that frequency modulation that's used in FM radio, which is frequency modulation radio, is a line of sight technology. So if the antenna cannot be seen by the receiver, reception is almost impossible to make happen. FM radio towers are typically 300 plus feet in the air. In most locations, easily 300 feet. Some antennas are up to 1,800 feet in the air. So my question for those who believe in flat earth is, why would we put an antenna really high in the air? if the earth were flat. Why would we do that? Because if the earth were flat, we'd be able to see pretty far. But we can't. So it's pretty easy for me to understand that the earth is a sphere. It's pretty easy for me to understand that the planets are spheres. And the way I understand this, and this may not be true, but it seems logical to me, that if you start out with an irregular piece of rock, and it's hurling through space, just its traveling is going to round off the edges. And as it tumbles, it's going to become more and more the shape of a sphere, just because of friction. Just as if you look in a creek, and we have plenty of creeks here in Missouri, and there are creek rocks, and they're rounded. If they've been in the creek tumbling over one another for years and years and years, and I don't know how many years this is, thousands maybe, they become more and more rounded. As time progresses, the rocks become rounder and rounder and rounder until they approach the shape of a sphere. Robert, do you have a comment on that?
Yeah, Vince, I see what you're saying, and you have good points. I'm trying to catch up with all the questions being asked. I don't really get a chance to answer them, but
another thing,
the earth is flat, guys. I really
well, that's why we're going to all get together someday in a big thing in Missouri. How's that?
Well, it's 14 of us now. Hey, Robert, thanks so much. I've got a couple things I need to go over with Rick, but thank you so much for calling in.
Google the UN map. Okay.
We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, you know Mrs. Finelli, and she's reading this book. She's a voracious reader, and it's by James Rollins. It's called The Eye of God. And in this book, there's some quotes, and let me just read them because there's a question at the end of this. Dark energy is the stuff of time and space. Goes on to say, dark energy is the driving force behind quantum mechanics. They are one in the same, a universal constant. Goes on to say, a common consensus among the neuroscientists is that human consciousness lies within the quantum field generated by the vast neural network that is our brain. So consciousness is a quantum effect. Goes on to say, if that's true, then by virtue of quantum mechanics, our consciousness is entangled across all the various multiverses. Perhaps when we die, it is just a collapse of that potential in this timeline, and our consciousness shifts into another one where we are still living. And that sounds like heaven.
Okay. Now, this guy is, remember, he's a science fiction writer like the 144,000 and Greg Bear, where he is taking a archetype or modern myth within man of belief systems, and it changed because they didn't have quantum mechanics back in the 1800s. Okay? And this guy writes really good stories. He wrote Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Skull, of the Crystal Skulls, and a bunch of things. And the book she's reading, by the way, is number 7. I don't know which one it is. It's in a series that he wrote called the Sigma Force series, with book 0, book 1, book 2, so on. The Last Oracle, the Doomsday Key, the Skeleton Key, the Eye of God is book number 9. and it was written in 2013. I looked him up because I have read some of his stuff, and so I didn't know quite how to respond to her at the moment she talked to me without a little bit of context. This guy has taken a lot of things like Antarctica and woven stories around the mythology of Nephilim and other kinds of things that might be going on. His Indiana Jones book and the Crystal Skulls are very interesting because Crystal Skulls, which we've found in Peru and other places, have unusual physics behind them, kind of like in India and the Upanishads with the Vimana, which is a space vehicle, or written in the Bible, the throne chariot of God, Ezekiel's vision. The idea of taking something and making a story around it that has enough metaphor, you believe it. And here's what I'm doing in that sense. Last week I met somebody that has developed a certain kind of porous concrete using magnesium. And what we're going to do is make a geodesic dome, printing it with cement using a 3D printer. Because once we do that, then my screenplay that I've written for Netflix, The Domes of Mars, will be easily assimilated by the public, because once the public can see how it would work in their mind's eye, like a replicator on Star Trek now becoming a 3D printer in reality, now we can begin to teach our children the idea of hydroponics and how you would live on Mars using manure as your binding agent with hemp. And you grow your domes.
Rick, we've got Rosie in Missouri. Rosie, we're very short on time.
Yeah, I was wanted to make a comment on mind over matter. My husband got sick about 3 weeks ago. I talked to him at lunchtime, and he said, oh, some so-and-so went home sick. Now I'm going to be sick. And it's always like this. He gets sick thinking about it, and I got this positive attitude where I never get sick. You know, I get sick once every 10 years. He had the flu for a week, and I never got sick. So what is your thoughts on mind over matter?
Paul, it has to do with placebo, and they used to say that 10% of all healing was in the mind's eye of what you believed was going on. Today, with microdosing of psychedelic mushrooms and healing yourself on a spiritual level where it proliferates down into the physical, has now taken placebo to 100%.
Life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people.
We're out of time. We're out of time. Thanks so much, Rosie.
This technologically enhanced one world way has
Thank you, Rick.
Really amazing.
You bet.
I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy.
Thanks
so
much.
My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.